Council's been operating the river pools, or I should say lifeguarding river pools, for around about 5 or 6 years, I think. So we've got the two river pools, and the lifeguarding actually works on a roster. So we also operate seasonal in-ground pools, and the rosters are shared between all of those facilities. So all up, I think we've got about 25 lifeguards.
Okay, and at any one time, how many would you have on duty?
At the river pools, we usually have two or perhaps three on duty at Bright, and usually one or maybe two on duty at Porepunkah. And it just depends on numbers and the weather and all that sort of stuff.
And they are sort of fully funded by the Shire?
Yep, Council fully funds those. It's around about a $17,000 investment. That's just the river pool side of things.
Are they volunteers, or they do sort of take a wage?
No, we have paid lifeguards, so we don't use volunteers at the river pools, nor at the seasonal pools, so they're all paid positions.
You would think that that makes really good sense, given how busy some of your areas get over the summer period.
Bright and, well, all of the Alpine Shire, it's a lovely place to be, but I guess Bright in particular has very high visitation levels through summer. And so, you know, if you go to the parks down there, particularly by the river, it's hard to find a piece of green grass to sit on. There's so many people. So from that point of view, you know, we certainly think that it's a worthwhile investment, looking after our residents and our visitors.
And that is something that comes out of, I think you've got a community fund or similar?
All of that is funded through our community services budget. So it's budgeted for, and all sits within, you know, recreational facilities and swimming pools generally.
Clearly they are quite high profile with, you know, the uniform they wear and that sort of thing. How do you think they are received by the general public in those areas?
We know for a fact that our lifeguards are very well received. They have uniforms, they have sun shelters as well, all in the recognisable, you know, red and yellow colours. And we even set out flags as well, denoting the swimming areas.
Are you sort of surprised to hear that areas like Albury, for example, is a busy area on the river, that there are not lifeguards in place there? In fact, there's no life buoys or anything like that in place?
Look, I guess you won't be surprised by my answer, and that is simply that every council, you know, needs to make their own judgment on those sorts of things. I would say that in the Alpine Shire, council has determined to create swimming areas. So the Bright and Porepunkah pools are both created by council installing weirs, so creating a swimming area. And at Bright, we also have diving boards and a slide as well. So, you know, we've created and designated a swimming area, a swimming pool, if you like, or a swimming area. And I guess for that reason, you know, we choose to lifeguard that and treat it like a normal pool.
And I guess just finally on that, and I realise you can't really comment directly with what you're saying there in regards to Albury, but I guess if you're saying around $17,000 annually, it's not a really huge investment for the level of safety that you get, is it?
Look, it's not, and I guess, you know, we haven't talked about the season or the hours, and so that covers a lifeguarding service from just before Christmas, and it's just finished up, so until Australia Day weekend usually. We extended it a little bit this year because of the heatwave conditions, and usually it's just lifeguarded in the afternoons as well. So, you know, $17,000 for I guess, in a sense, it's a limited service as well, and you know, how big can these things be? Well, very big if you let them.
And if I can just ask you on this Bright Riverside Water Play Area, that sounds like it's pretty much on the verge of a start being made there. What will that bring to that area, particularly in Bright?
Yep, look, should be a fantastic development, and one that we hope all of our visitors and residents will love, and another attraction and a reason to come and visit Bright in the Alpine Shire. But it replaces the old toddler's pool there, so it provides an area for families and kids and so forth to play in and splash around in. Consists of three shallow pools with water jets and some elements sort of harking back to some of our history. So there's a bit of a gold mining theme there as well, but a really exciting project. It's about to commence, so we'll wait until the summer season has finished, and then get underway with that. So hopefully for next summer, we'll have a brand new feature area down there in Bright.
And it sounds like that's really going to incorporate that whole, you know, the Ovens River there and that whole sort of theme of being quite natural and fitting in with the surrounds there.
Look, yeah, absolutely. And again, the Alpine Shire is all about that sort of whole nature-based tourism theme, the notion of getting out in the great outdoors. So we've got a great networks of walking trails and, you know, cycling opportunities and the rivers and swimming and water play areas as well. So all fits in beautifully with what the Alpine Shire is all about.